Welcome to Microdoses. This is my first time going it alone. I'm sitting in the alley on someone else's stoop where I can catch the sun like a cat. I'm thinking about organization today, our internal sense of organization, how easy it is to be organized by what's happening outside, to respond and react, to get distracted. As I was trying to think of an activity for this, my mind went to a book I had just finished by Patti Smith called Year of the Monkey, which doesn't have an obvious order. Her organizing principle is what happens during the course of a year. But under that very large organizing principle, she really lets herself just move through her days and lets whatever will rise, and then writes it, speaks it. That's her voice, and that is through writing. There was one image that particularly stands out to me from it. At a point during her wandering through Brooklyn, she stumbles upon what she thinks are some tossed out costumes from a theater that's gone out of business, and she finds a dress, a cloak among them that she loves and keeps for herself. It appears later one or two times, and anytime she's wearing it, she feels more herself and people remark. I guess how I think this would be important is that, again, how could a cloak be an organizing principle? Except in that, in the definition of the world, it's a piece of trash, detritus, something thrown out. But there is something in Patti that recognizes it, and there's something in it that recognizes Patti. And when she is wearing it, she's expressing something that belongs specifically to her. I'm interested in this because I think normally our lives are so busy that we tend to think of organization as the creation of lists and keeping up with all of the activities that are happening outside of us and responding to the influx of emails and texts and information and being aware and being able to incorporate everything. Then we think we need to keep lists or an agenda or have a map or a plan. But I'm wondering if there's a purer type of order when there's always an overriding principle that we can fall back on and then not get as obsessed, confused, compulsive, uncertain about the smaller steps within that order. For today's experience, we are going to make a list, and so take a moment to gather paper, something to write with, and also maybe a pair of scissors, or else when you write, give enough space between items so that you're able to separate them, tear them apart, however. And the list can be any kind of list, any kind of list that speaks to your own internal search for order or thoughts about organization or wondering about how to get something done. It can be wishes, dreams, hopes, or practical things you just want to get done. But spend a few minutes writing a list. And as you feel comfortable that you've put, you know, a decent list down of these things that crop up like to-dos or ought-tos or shoulds or in my other life, then you can stop. And now, without spending too much time thinking more about it, cut them into strips. So they're now individual wishes, thoughts, items, without any specific order. And then I'm going to offer a few games to play with them. One would be to just drop them in a pile or a jar and pick them out one by one and build an order randomly based on what order you pull them out in, almost like the drawing that you pass from one person to the other, and see what that final list looks like. Feel that order. Respond to it. Notice if it feels right or authentic or true. Maybe in this different order, some of them obviously don't belong, and you can lose those. Another way to play with it, scramble it into a pile. And just choose one. Try it on like a coat. If this is the only thing that guides your day, how does it fit? How does it feel? Certainly, if you don't recognize it, toss that one. If it feels good, play with just that one. Don't even think about the others. Trust that they'll each take their turn rising to the top. The pressure we put on ourselves to accomplish can get in our own way. The slowing that down, the added gift of all this stasis of the quarantine, can lower our expectations for ourselves, but also give us space to find what are the most true expectations for ourselves. The ones that feel the best, that are most right. Okay, talk soon.